I told the group while deactivating TrueSight, noticing that all the other mages had followed Stanton's lead in kneeling to the ground. I saw the rupture. Not as bright as the rest of the ley line, but it's there. Everyone's head snapped towards me, and they quickly stood up from the ground, crowding around me.
"Tell us exactly what you saw,"
Quincy demanded, the concerned expression on his face doing much to alleviate his harsh tone.
"Leave nothing out. It may be important."
"You?" I took a short step back as all the mages clustered around me, then attempted to explain what I saw. Then there was this little blob just offset from the side of the ley line.
"You're sure it was from the side of the ley line?"
Stanton asked, watching my eyes intently as he asked the question.
"Not the front of it?"
"Hmm? Yeah, definitely the side," I replied with a confused expression on my face. "Why does that matter?"
"Because the channel the ley line used to travel may still be intact,"
Samuel answered excitedly.
"If it's only ruptured on one side of the channel, then it may be possible to somehow patch it and allow the ether to flow naturally once more."
"And if I'm wrong and the channel has been destroyed?" I asked, seeing a look of panic cross everyone's face.
"Then we might as well flee back to Iberia, commandeer the fastest ship still floating in the city's decrepit harbor, then sail north around the coast,"
Quincy answered bitterly.
"There is no way of truly knowing until we see the ley line ourselves,"
Stanton shot an unreadable look at Quincy, who winced in silent rebuke.
"But since the rupture does not appear with the same intensity as the rest of the ley line, it seems that time may yet be on our side."
"How are we even going to get down to it?"
Donovan asked, glancing between everyone.
"Somehow swim through the ley line until we hit the rupture?"
"Having already fallen into a ley line, I highly recommend against the swimming approach." I couldn't help but shake my head at Donovan's suggestion, remembering the unending, searing pain I had experienced when I had fallen into the ley line. You would be praying for death within seconds of entering the stream. "And even if you somehow survived with your sanity intact," I waved a hand to indicate my appearance, "you would likely end up warped, like I was."
"It is clear that we need more information before we can decide on a course of action," Stanton stated as he turned to face me and indicated the etherscope. "Would you allow us to examine the two Nefarian runes in the area? Perhaps we can discover a better way to approach this."
"All right," I replied slowly while nodding at the mage, hearing the now familiar quest alert chime echo in my ears. "Both of the ruins are fairly damaged. Do you really think you'll find something in them?"
New quest. The Ruptured Ley Line. World Event. Multi-group. Evolving quest. Lord Adrian Stanton of House Daenerys has arrived at Oldford bearing dire news that etheric energy is building up in the region due to a rupture in the ley line. He predicts that if something isn't done to repair the ley line, the leaking ether will eventually ignite and catastrophically destroy the region. Help Stanton find and seal the ley line before time runs out. Escort Stanton to the ancient transport hub, 0 out of 1. Escort Stanton to the Crater Lake ruins, 0 out of 1. Ley line sealed, 0 out of 1. Difficulty, legendary. Reward, experience and renown. Penalty for failure, Oldford and the surrounding region will be destroyed.
As if we needed more problems to deal with, I mentally cursed while scanning over the quest details as they appeared in my vision. My heart tightening as it read the penalty for failing the quest, and there being no clear timeline visible.
I should have been more careful in what I wished for when Peter and I visited Etherworld Productions. I wanted something reasonably exciting, not a complete catastrophe in the making.
"It is too early to say,"
Stanton began to reply when several loud shouts of anger echoed through the morning air. As we instinctively turned our heads towards the noise, I saw a flash of pale light just outside the town hall, the sign that an adventurer had just respawned. The shouting began to grow louder, and I immediately realized it was coming from the direction of the training grounds, where we were holding tryouts for Virtus.
"Oh, fuck!"
I gasped, already moving towards the noise.
Someone had just killed another person in Aldford.
The shouting continued to grow in volume as I jogged towards the training grounds, not wasting time to stop and talk to the respawned adventurer. While running, Amaranth and several other adventurers joined me to find out what all the commotion was about.
As I approached the training grounds, I saw dozens of adventurers crowding together, blocking the drilling yard from sight. Wheeling my way around the bulk of the crowd, Amaranth and I pushed our way through the thinnest section of the group, the adventurers moving out of the way the moment they saw me. Stepping out onto what we'd begun to call the arena, a 20-by-20 field of loosely packed dirt designated for drills and training, I wasn't quite prepared for the sight before me. Blood was splattered everywhere across the center of the arena, still soaking slowly into the ground. A glance around the field told me that the body the blood belonged to had long since dissolved, part of the game world's way of cleaning up after the dead. An unfamiliar group of 5 adventurers stood defiantly a short distance away from the carnage, all of them holding their weapons in hand. A dark elf adventurer dressed in tan leather armor stood a half step ahead of the group, his dark skin shining with the sweat of recent battle. In his hands he held a gleaming iron sword, dripping with blood. In the center of the field, facing the group, were the 2 familiar forms of Freya and Thea, the former's sharp voice piercing through the angry murmurs echoing out from the crowd.
"For the last time, Mazder, you killed an applicant!"
Freya roared at the man holding the bloody sword as she gripped her own weapon, a spear, tightly.
"You're disqualified! Now get off the field!"
"You still think I'm here for that bullshit?"
Mazder smirked while glaring at Freya.
We never had any real intention to join your guild."
"Then you have 2 reasons not to be on this field,"
Thea growled angrily.
"Now be gone, before we have you removed."
"I would like to see you try, lizard,"
I heard Mazder snort as I stomped out onto the field, his blood-red eyes snapping onto me.
"Ah! Finally, the guildmaster shows his face!"
"These adventurers have the stance of predators,"
my familiar warned me as he let out a low growl.
"Be wary."
"What's going on here?" I called out as Amaranth and I crossed the field, murmurs breaking out throughout the watching crowd as they recognized who I was. Stopping beside Freya, I exchanged quick glances with her and Thea before turning back towards Mazder.
"This group is trouble, Lear,"
Freya shifted closer to me, whispering softly.
"I don't know what their goal is, but they've been pushing the boundaries ever since they got here. Now they just crossed it."
Now, there's no need for whispers among friends,"
Mazder's face pouted as he saw the blonde-haired woman leaning close to me.
"I can't have you telling him lies about me and ruining my first impression."
"Oh, I don't think that'll be a problem," I said bluntly, letting my growing annoyance seep into my voice, the dark elf's eyes never leaving mine as I spoke. With the news that Stanton had just brought now, hanging over my head and the sheer quantity of work I already had to do, I didn't have the time or desire to be dealing with troublesome adventurers. "Tell me why the hell you thought it was a good idea to kill one of my applicants, so I can proceed straight to telling you to go fuck yourself."
"I understand that you're angry, Lyrian."
Mazter's smile widened as he spoke.
"But you see, I had no other choice. Killing that adventurer was the only way to get your attention."
"My attention?" I looked at the dark elf incredulously. "You could have found me and tapped me on the shoulder. This wasn't necessary."
"I thought about doing that,"
Mazder replied, nodding thoughtfully.
"But you see, I didn't think it'd provoke the same response, considering what it is I'm looking to ask you."
"Ask me?" I repeated, completely caught off guard by the sudden shift in conversation. "You needed to kill someone just to ask me a question?"
"Of course,"
Mazder exclaimed.
"I had to do it publicly, too, to make sure you wouldn't be able to refuse without losing face either."
My eyes narrowed at the dark elf's statement. "What do you want, Mazder?"
"To challenge you to a duel,"
the elf exclaimed, his expression taking on a feral smile.
"To the death, of course."
The crowd surrounding us immediately began murmuring excitedly. A powerful voice from the crowd shouting out,
"Do it, Lyrian! Kill this fucking coward and hang his head on a spike!"
"You did all of this for a duel?" I exclaimed angrily, waving my hand at the drying pool of blood as Amaranth echoed my displeasure with a growl. "Why the hell do you want to duel me?"
"Because you are the greatest challenge I could find,"
Mazter replied, his eyes burning with a fire I hadn't seen a moment ago.
"Ever since I watched your feat with Graves, I've wanted to cross blades with you. But I was forced to wait until a spot in the Sendon line opened up, and I could get myself here."
"He seeks to usurp your status instead of seeking out his own,"
Amaranth observed, his mental voice taking on a harsh tone.
"A scavenger seeking to feast on another's kill. Pitiful."
I was wondering how long it would take for this to happen, I thought while gritting my teeth, silently agreeing with my familiar. Staring at the dark elf intently, I used the silence to carefully inspect the murderous adventurer and his companions. Paul warned me that just because we're in the top 1,000, there was a risk that we were going to start attracting crazies because of our popularity. I just didn't expect for it to happen so soon. Shifting my glance to his companions, my eye first landed on the half-orc that loomed directly behind Mazder. A veritable mountain of green flesh, the half-orc wore a crudely crafted iron breastplate that strained to keep itself buckled against his massive bulk. The half-orc, likely a warrior, held a massive double-sided axe as he stared back at me, his expression shifting to scowl when he realized I was looking at him. Keeping my face impassive, my gaze continued to roam, spotting a thin and unnaturally pale high elf standing beside the warrior, dressed in simple brown robes. A symbol I was unfamiliar with hung around the elf's neck on a long necklace, partially obscured by a long, cascading wave of bright blonde hair. Feeling my gaze on her, the elf blew me a single kiss before winking at me seductively. Keeping my face steady, I shifted my glance and found myself staring into a pair of green, feline eyes that bored into me with an almost feral intensity, causing my eyes to widen in surprise. Pulling my gaze downward, I saw that the tiger-striped Tulshar wore only a single woolen shirt and plain leather pants, for some reason not wearing a single stitch of armor whatsoever. Puzzling over his choice of attire, a subtle motion caught my eye as the catman continuously flexed and unflexed the vicious claws his race carried in their hands. Continuing my inspection to the final member of the party, I spotted a burly-looking dwarf dressed in heavy brown leather armor, gently swaying from side to side as his hand rested on a single short sword hanging from his waist, the other holding a thick wooden shield. A red-haired topknot bobbed at the top of his otherwise cleanly shaven head as he moved, his bright eyes looking outward towards the crowd instead of me.
"What exactly do you see your endgame being here, Mazter?"
I asked the dark elf as I shifted my eyes back to look at him.
"Even if you somehow manage to beat me, everyone here will simply kill you afterward."
"That's where the terms of our duel come into play,"
Mazter grinned.
"You see, it's not just any kind of duel, but a ranked duel. There are rules and formalities to be observed."
"A ranked duel?"
I repeated as I narrowed my eyes at the dark elf, while trying to remember if I'd heard anything about it in the past and coming up blank. Turning my head to look at Freya, I raised an eyebrow at the blonde woman to see if she knew what Mazster was talking about.
"No idea,"
she replied, shaking her head with a whisper.
"Maybe it's something like ladder matches from strategy games?"
"Sounds like it," I said somewhat distractedly as I mentally brought up a menu and began urgently paging through it, hoping to find what exactly Mazster was talking about. It took me several seconds to navigate through all the options, eventually finding a submenu nested under the PvP menu labeled Ranked Duels. Mentally opening the menu, a wall of information filled my vision, causing me to blink unexpectedly as I scanned its contents. Ranked Duels. Congratulations. You have taken the first step in ensuring that your name will be spoken in all corners of the world as you fight for blood and glory under the gaze of the gods. Ranked duels are god-sanctioned competitions where adventurers or teams of adventurers fight against one another in a battle to the death, with the winners being rewarded with glory points, GP, and increasing their own personal rating, PR. In addition, adventurers may wager gold, items, or even glory points between one another before the fight to be awarded to the winner. Glory points may be used to unlock special PvP-related character abilities and traits pertaining to player-versus-player combat, further honing their deadly skills and reflexes. Personal rating is used to determine your overall ranking for all the adventurers in your current region, updated weekly, and may be used as a benchmark to determine your eligibility for tournaments and other special events. This is a whole new subsystem to PvP, I realized as I finished reading and dismissed the text, only to have more appear in my vision afterward. Ranked dual statistics. Current title, Neophyte. Regional rank, unranked. Global rank, unranked. Glory points 0, personal rating 0, wins 0, losses 0. Current PvP skills available for purchase. Increased health. Increased total health by 0.5%, 0 out of 5, 200 GP. Increased stamina. Increased total stamina by 0.5%, 0 out of 5, 200 GP. Increased mana. Increased total mana by 0.5%, 0 out of 5, 200 GP. Additional skills will be unlocked once 10 skill ranks have been purchased.
Have you had a chance to catch up now?
Mazder's smug voice called out just as I finished reading the newest wave of information.
I can see your eyes reading.
I have, I finally said, breaking the uncomfortable silence that had steadily built over the last few seconds, and focused my attention back on Mazder and cleared my vision.
Good,
Mazder grinned as a bright red message flashed in my eye.
Then we can get right on with this.
Mazder has challenged you to a ranked one-on-one duel. Terms. Loser forfeits all of their weapons and armor to the victor. All personal grievances are absolved. Do you accept this challenge? As the challenged party, you may propose your own counter-terms.
I see what you're after now, I said in sudden understanding as I read the terms that Mazder had proposed, despite my eyes suspiciously focusing on the second term. You just want my weapons and armor.
The words were barely out of my mouth before a cry of anger erupted from the crowd around us, the assembled adventurers shouting out at the dark-skinned elf. Amaranth, of course, being no exception either, the large cat hissing loudly.
Of course! And I offer you the same for me, should you win, of course,
Mazder replied, ignoring the crowd around us.
I firmly believe that the greater the risk, the greater the glory afterward.
Frankly, Mazder, I don't care what you think, I grunted while looking at the armor that he was wearing. If you think your equipment measures up anything close to mine, you are sorely mistaken.
Freya.
Lyrian, wait. We might be able to use this to our advantage.
I kept my face impassive as I saw Freya's private message appear in the corner of my vision, composing a reply before Mazder continued speaking. Lyrian, what do you have in mind?
Then propose a counteroffer,
Mazder said, slicing his bloody sword through the air impatiently. Freya.
To make a bloody example of them. Challenge them to 5-on-3 with Amaranth and me as your seconds. They can't refuse without looking even worse than they do now.
I turned to look at Freya in surprise, the blonde woman giving me a grim smile as she saw my expression. I heard Thea let out a low chuckle, Freya no doubt informing the lizard woman of her plan simultaneously. Lyrian. Are you sure you want to show everyone what we're really capable of so soon? Freya.
I think we need to. One of our applicants was just killed in front of everyone. We need to show that we won't tolerate attacks like that under any circumstances. The recruits need to know that we'll have their back if things get rough.
Pausing for a moment to think over Freya's logic, I couldn't help but agree. Turning to look out into the crowd of Virtus recruits and seeing their eyes focused intently on me, waiting to see what I would do.
All right,
I said loudly, coming to a decision as I modified Mazder's dual terms and sent it back to him, purposefully removing the second term that he had included before. I had a sneaking suspicion of why he had included it in the first place, and I wasn't about to let the dark elf off so easily.
Here's my counteroffer that I think better reflects the disparity between our gear and skill. Freya, my familiar, and I will fight all five of you. The winner taking everyone's weapons and armor.
You have sent a counter-duel offer to Mazder, challenging him to a ranked 5-on-3 duel. Terms. Losing team forfeits all their weapons and armor to the victors.
Ooh.
The crowd of adventurers couldn't help but comment on my challenge as they excitedly waited for Mazder's reply. Face frowning in a scowl, Mazder glared at me.
This isn't what I meant by a counteroffer. I wanted to fight you one-on-one with no other interference. It won't look the same in the feeds if I beat you while you're outnumbered.
Why does it matter to me how it looks in the feeds? I replied idly while putting my hand on the hilt of my sword. You're the one who decided they wanted a fight and killed one of my applicants to get my attention. Well, you have it now. Take my terms or get the fuck out of Aldford and pray no one hunts you down tonight. Suddenly unsure at my display of confidence, Mazder glanced over at the jeering crowd for a few seconds before gripping his sword tightly.
Fine. I accept.
Mazder has agreed to your terms. Prepare yourself. The match will begin in 30 seconds. Without needing to say another word, the rest of Mazder's party drew their weapons as they formed a line of battle. The massive half-orc taking the center position of the group, with Mazder on his left and the nervous dwarf on the other side. Standing half a step away on Mazder's other side was the feral-looking Tulshar, with the elven woman taking cover in the rear ranks. Drawing razor, I activated True Sight, causing my eyesight to brighten as the ability banished all the shadows from my vision, giving me completely perfect clarity of the battlefield. Raising my hand in the air, I mentally selected one of the newer spells that I'd only used a handful of times since learning it, and cast it upon myself, feeling a tingling sensation play across my skin as an invisible shield of magic took shape around me. You cast Lesser Shielding on yourself. You have gained plus 45 to armor and plus 7% spell resistance for 60 minutes. Not wasting time during my preparations, both Freya and Amaranth had positioned themselves by my side. Growling with anger, Amaranth dug both his front paws in the ground, causing his large claws to extend as he readied himself to leap forward at my command. Standing calmly by my side, Freya twirled her spear, lying it flat against her arm as she pointed the tip towards the sandy ground of the arena. Freya.
Battle plan?
Lyrian. Steamroll them hard and fast. I'll rush ahead first to draw their attention and force them to commit. If I can get a chance to take out the elf, I will. She looks like a caster. The rest appear to be all melee-oriented. Freya.
Sounds good. I'll take the dwarf. What about Amaranth?
Lyrian. I'll send him straight at the half-orc. I don't care how strong he is. 750 pounds of angry cat should be enough to ruin his day. Freya.
Ha. Yeah, I bet it will. Will you be okay managing Mazder and the Catman until one of us are free? I have no idea what class either of them has chosen. We didn't get that far in the recruitment process yet.
Lyrian. Yeah, I should be fine. I'll keep them busy and wear them down if I can. If I need help, I'll call out. Freya.
All right. Be careful, though. We have a ton of eyes on us for this.
Amaranth? I nodded at Freya while mentally calling my familiar as the timer steadily continued to tick down. I want you to go after the half-orc. Kill him or make sure that he can't contribute to the fight. He will likely be strong and tough to take down.
Good.
The cat snarled in acknowledgement, his azure eyes darting up to look at me momentarily.
I will rend him to shreds and leave him begging for a mercy kill.
Conscious of the time ticking down, I checked my armor and weapon as the growing murmur from the crowd surrounding us began to grow in pitch and excitement. Bright red numbers ticked down in my vision, filling me with anticipation as my heart began to race. Match begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fight! Chapter 10. Leaping forward the moment the countdown finished, I shot ahead of Freya and Amaranth, sprinting directly towards Mozter and his feline companion, who both stood completely still as the battle began. Cautious on why they would remain in place instead of using their numerical advantage against us, I slowed for half a step, just as a wall of force flared ahead of me. Mazder and the nameless Tulshar immediately turning to sprint around the shield in one direction, with the half-orc and the dwarf doing the same in the other. Standing with their arms outstretched, my earlier suspicions were confirmed as I saw the elf-caster channeling the spell. Ah, I thought to myself as I recognized the tactic, hearing Freya call out to Amaranth behind me as they shifted their assault, They want us to slow down and meet them on the edges of the shield, where they'll then try to overwhelm us and pin us against it. Not a bad idea against a regular group of opponents. Too bad for them, we're not regular opponents. Ignoring Mazda and his companions' flanking efforts, I instead increased my pace, feeling my feet kick up sand as I sprinted across the arena, focusing my attention on the elf mage as I ran directly at the force shield before me. I saw a confused expression cross her face as I cast yet another spell on myself, feeling my body become even lighter. With a gentle leap, I soared up into the air, just barely clearing the edge of the force shield before I canceled the spell and triggered Blinkstep, my world blurring in a maelstrom of colors before appearing right in front of the elven mage, practically standing between her outstretched hands. Eyes widening in sudden terror, the mage managed a single yelp of surprise at my arrival, flinching backward as I used my momentum to swing Razor in a short, overhanded chop, the blade biting deep into her neck. Planting my foot on the ground, I continued my charge, driving Razor deeper into the wound as I slammed my shoulder into her chest and knocked the mage off her feet. Pulling my blade free as she fell, I stepped over the fallen woman who instinctively reached up to clench the massive wound in her neck and stabbed her in the heart, seeing her body instantly go limp as I glanced at my combat log in the corner of my vision. You critically power attack 2 unknown elf in a vulnerable location for 248 points of damage. You shoulder tackle unknown elf for 23 points of damage. You critically power attack 2 unknown elf in a vulnerable location for 395 points of damage. You have slain unknown elf. You have gained experience. You have gained renown. That's one down, I noted to myself, having gotten into the habit of checking my combat log during a battle to make sure that I'd actually killed my target and that it wasn't feigning death. Spinning from the dead elf, I turned to face the direction where I'd last seen Mazda and the Tulshar, the cheers from the crowd of adventurers ringing in my ears as they saw the elf's body dissipate into nothingness behind me. I spotted the pair scrambling wildly as they tried to get themselves back into position to attack me, Mazda's expression failing to hide the surprise at how effortlessly I had killed one of their groupmates. Glancing to my right as I waited for the dark elf and his companion to approach, I saw the tip of Freya's spear dart in front of the half-orc's upraised axe, catching the weapon by the haft moments before he began his downswing towards the charging form of Amaranth. Stalling his attack for a heartbeat, the half-orc's timing was completely thrown off, allowing my familiar to pounce on him with a savage growl and sink his teeth into the man's shoulder. Stumbling backward in a desperate attempt to keep his balance, the half-orc flailed uselessly with one free hand, doing little to dislodge the angry cat as he refused to let go of his weapon. Turning my attention back towards my end of the battle, I shifted Razor into a defensive stance as Mazda and the tiger-striped Tulshar entered melee range. Eager to strike the first blow, Mazda lunged forward, his sword slicing out towards me and ringing harmlessly off Razor as I easily deflected the blow. He's not as strong as I thought he'd be, a part of my mind told me, analyzing Mazda's opening attack, as I easily deflected a second cut with his sword while simultaneously evading a pair of claw-filled swipes from his companion. Gear notwithstanding, he seems to be only level 11 or 12 and hasn't put that many points into strength. You're weaker than I thought you'd be, and I'm not exactly a juggernaut myself, I said, taunting the dark elf, as I purposefully hammered two heavy strikes into Mazda's guard, forcing him to stagger under the attacks, while simultaneously sending a short snap kick in the Tulshar's direction to buy myself some space. Do you even know how to spend your stat points? Don't get cocky just because you've killed the weakest of us, Lyrian. Mazda spat as his free hand unexpectedly flickered with magic, causing a spark of electricity to crackle along the edge of his sword. Eyes widening in surprise as the dark elf slapped his blade against mine, I felt a wave of burning heat shoot up my sword arm, causing me to involuntarily flinch as my muscles contorted in shock.
How you like that?
Mazda hits you with shocking touch for 42 points of damage.
You're a spell sword too!
I stated, while reflexively dancing backward from Mazda's follow-up slash, putting some space between me and the pair.
Just like you.
Mazda looked at me with a grin as he and the Tulshar rushed forward to follow me.
I was inspired by your fighting style while I watched your feeds. I've watched them so many times, you could say that I've learned everything that you've ever shown.
Is that so? I said, careful to keep my voice steady as I absorbed what Mazda had just told me, suddenly noticing the way that he held his sword and carried his weight. His style was completely identical to my own. So you're a copycat? I asked while racking my memory of all the fights that had been released to the public. I never considered that I'd have to hide my own fighting style in the feeds.
Oh, I'm doing more than just copying, Lyrian,
Mazda replied as he and the Toolshaw renewed their attacks, forcing me to continuously move backward or be overwhelmed.
You may have a few tricks I haven't seen, but I've worked hard to improve on your build. Granted, I don't have the levels to show it all off just yet.
Sounds to me like you're already making excuses. I goaded the Dark Elf for a second time as I dodged another one of his attacks and sliced a deep wound along the Toolshar's knee, causing the limb to buckle and sending the Catman to the ground. Reacting at the speed of thought, I sidestepped around Mazdar, shifting our battle until the wounded Toolshar was directly behind Mazdar. Does that mean he's also learned the same spells that I have? I know I haven't shown everyone some of the new ones I've learned. I asked myself as an idea bloomed in my mind.
Only one way to find out, I guess.
Stopping hard on my heels, I stopped my gradual backward retreat and launched myself at Mazdar, using a simple four-stroke combination that I'd used 1,000 times before. Reacting instinctively to my attack, Mazdar easily caught the strikes on his blade, a wide smile forming on his face as he stared into my eyes.
I told you, Lyrian, I know all your...
Mazdar's boast was cut short as my fist smashed into his face, cutting his words short. He's too focused on my usual patterns, I observed with a savage grin, following up my punch with a heavy kick to the stomach, which caused Mazdar to stagger backward and stumble as he bumped into the wounded Toolshar. He's just fighting by rote based on what I've done before. Seizing the advantage, I raised my sword for a killing stroke and slashed down at Mazdar's head, hoping to put the man down once and for all. Only to have it swish harmlessly through the air as Mazdar vanished from before me, instantly appearing a short distance away, clutching a broken nose. It looks like he can blink step, too, I thought as I looked down at the bleeding Toolshar, who glared back at me with surprise in his eyes before launching himself upwards on his uninjured leg, clawing at me viciously. Taking a half-step back, I evaded one sweeping paw while the other harmlessly scratched itself off my armor, giving me an opening to draw a razor along the Toolshar's chest, cutting through the feeble tunic he wore and into the flesh underneath. Blood welled through the Catman's clothes, causing him to growl wildly as his attacks increased in speed and intensity, forcing me to give ground under his assault.
"Watch your step!"
Amaranth suddenly shouted in my head, his growl echoing through the air directly behind me.
You're almost upon us!
Shit!
I cursed, silently thankful for my familiar's warning as I ground to a halt and swept Razor out in front of me, targeting the Toolshar's claws, forcing the man to reflexively pull them backward. Lunging forward, I pressed my advantage and landed yet another shallow cut along the Toolshar's body, the underleveled brawler grunting in pain as he staggered away from me, breathing heavily as the multitude of wounds began to take their toll. Free from immediate danger and with a moment to spare, I chanced a glance behind me and saw the prone body of the half-orc as Amaranth straddled the man less than an arm's length away from me. With one hand wrapped around Amaranth's throat, the half-orc visibly strained to keep the cat at bay, as his other hand desperately sought to bring a short sword to bear, only to have one of my familiar's paws push against the arm that held it and pin it to the ground.
"Do you need a hand?"
I asked Amaranth as I turned my attention back towards the wounded Toolshar and Mazdar, spotting the Dark Elf just as he began rushing towards me.
I can continue this all day,
Amaranth reassured me.
His metal tooth does not concern me. He will tire long before I do.
Call out if you change your mind, I told the cat as I lifted my sword in preparation to receive Mazdar's charge, only to see him vanish mid-stride.
Shit!
The thought barely had time to form in my mind as I instinctively threw myself to one side, just as Mazdar's sword swept through the spot where my head had just been, instantly appearing on my flank. Using my momentum, I rolled on the ground and sprang back up to my feet, just as Mazdar closed back in on me, his sword blurring through the air.
I knew you were good, but you're even faster on your feet than I expected, Lyrian!
Mazdar shouted at me, smiling through his blood-covered face.
You played me completely. I'll have to try and remember that for the future.
Thanks, I answered, not having expected the man to compliment in the middle of combat as the two of us did our best to kill one another.
No, thank you, Lyrian.
The grin on Mazdar's face seemed to be plastered there as we fought, the Dark Elf's free hand beginning to glow with a dull blue light.
But I think it's time we started to wrap things up here. The rest of my party doesn't look to be doing too well.
Throwing his hand forward, a blast of freezing cold energy burst free from Monster's hand, washing over me before I could react, blinding me as layers of frost and ice suddenly built up on my armor and body. A trail of messages appeared in my vision, followed by an unbelievable cold that reached into my very core. Monster activates multicast. Monster hits you with Cone of Frost for 98 points of cold damage. Monster hits you with Cone of Frost for 102 points of cold damage. Monster hits you with Cone of Frost for 99 points of cold damage.
What the fuck?
My mind reeled in panic as it suddenly became my turn to blink step out of combat, choosing to teleport away to the very edge of my ability's range, on the opposite side of where Amaranth and Freya were fighting. Scanning my combat log, I noticed that it listed an ability I hadn't seen before. He just chained 3 spells in a row using multicast.
Lear, you okay?
Freya called out to me, sensing my sudden shift on the battlefield, as she rapidly stabbed out at the now unarmed dwarf, who desperately cowered behind his scarred wooden shield, bleeding from 6 cuts and puncture wounds across his body, as he did everything he could to stay ahead of the blonde woman's spear.
Yeah!
I replied through chattering teeth, as I forced my body to move, causing the layers of ice and frost on my armor to crumble and fall to the ground.
He surprised me, that's all! And took off nearly 1/2 my health in a single attack,
I added silently as I checked my stats to see just how far my health had fallen. HP, 385 out of 726. Stamina, 478 out of 660. Mana, 340 out of 640.
Where the hell did he learn that ability?
I took a halting step forward as I rushed forward to join Freya in taking down the stubborn dwarf, if only to free her up so we could focus both of our attention on the rest of Monster's group. With his latest display of power, I mentally increased the threat he posed, silently realizing why his strength and agility was much lower than it should have been for someone his level.
Depending on how the ability works, he has to have a large mana pool to afford to be able to chain that many spells after one another, so he's been spending his attribute points on intelligence rather than his physical stats.
As I closed with the dwarf, I spotted Mazter and the limping Tulshar rush around Amaranth, giving the fallen half-orc and puma a wide berth as the pair crossed the battlefield in search of me. Eyes landing upon mine, Mazter looked surprised to see me still standing, but didn't hesitate in rushing forward towards Frey and me.
Heads up!
I warned Frey as I moved to flank the unarmed dwarf, forcing him to split his attention between the two of us. Attacking, I feinted a thrust with Razor towards the dwarf, looking to split the man's defenses and give Frey a chance to kill or maim him further before the rest of his party arrived. Panicking at my sudden appearance, the dwarf practically leaped backward to get away from both Frey and me, stumbling over the half-orc's fallen axe that was lying on the ground behind him. Taking advantage of the mishap, Freya's spear sailed through the air towards the dwarf's chest, only to be knocked aside at the last second as Mazter and the Tulshar entered the fight. Darting forward, Mazter's outstretched sword just barely caught the tip of Freya's spear, deflecting it just enough so that it sliced through the dwarf's side instead of burying itself in his heart.
So how do you like my ability?
Mazter asked as he sidestepped away from the scrambling dwarf while evading a retaliatory attack from Freya, the 5 of us crashing together in a flurry of metal and claws.
Pretty awesome, isn't it?
It certainly was flashy, I told the dark elf as our blades crashed into one another again, sparks flowing from them as Mazter sent another shocking touch into my body, causing me to flinch as electricity coursed through my body.
I bet it takes a lot of mana, though. Something that I have in ample reserve,
Mazter replied with his trademark grin wide on his face.
That's good to know,
I said to myself silently as Freya and I fell into our familiar battle patterns, the long hours that we'd spent drilling together showing as we began to steadily force Mazter and his party backward. Exhausted and wounded from the earlier fight, the Tulshar brawler struggled to keep up with the flow of combat, his once frenzied pace having slowed as he constantly sucked in deep, labored breaths in order to stay on his feet. The dwarf, on the other hand, with only a shield to bear, was hard-pressed to make a meaningful impact on the battle, doing his best to shield himself and Mazter, the man clearly not having spent the time to train his unarmed skill or bothering to carry a spare weapon at hand.
Not that it's gonna make a difference for much longer,
I noted, as Freya and I worked through a sequence that the 2 of us had practiced endlessly. Swinging razor in a powerful overhand blow, I brought my blade down onto the edge of Mazter's sword, seeing his face wince as he absorbed the blow, while simultaneously delivering a shocking touch to the Tulshar with my free hand. Coming in under my guard, Freya's slow-moving spear darted towards Mazter's exposed stomach, causing the man to panic and pull back from our exchange. Taking a step backward, Mazter reflexively swept his blade downwards in an attempt to knock the spear away, only to find that Freya had already pulled it backward, but not before using the attack as a distraction to hook the wing of her spear on the edge of the dwarf's shield, who had moved closer to Mazter in an attempt to defend him. With a powerful yank, Freya pulled the dwarf's shield out of position, exposing the entirety of his body to me just as I whipped my left hand forward and threw a burning dagger of fire directly into the dwarf's throat. You hit an unknown dwarf with a flame dagger in a vulnerable location for 213 points of damage. Eyes bulging from the unexpected attack, the dwarf's hand instinctively reached up towards the cauterized mess that was now its throat, only to have Freya's spear dart out and bury itself deep into the dwarf's eye. Standing in shock for a heartbeat, the dwarf let out a faint whimper before falling like a puppet with its strings cut, collapsing to the ground lifelessly.
Damn it!
Mazter's curse was partially masked by the crowd's sudden cheer as they saw the dwarf fall, the dark elf and his companion taking two long strides backward as Frey and I advanced on them.
Your teamwork leaves much to be desired,
I told Mazter as he and the Tulshar steadily retreated.
You all fight like individuals and nothing like a team. I'm not done yet,
Mazter growled as he held up his hand before him and began to conjure a familiar blue light in his palm.
I still have more than enough in me to take you all on!
Not this time, Mazter!
I exclaimed as I shot forward, mentally triggering Blinkstep to cross the short distance between us.
I think it's time for me to show you one of my tricks.
My vision blurred for the faintest of moments as I teleported just inside Mazter's guard, thrusting Razor forward and pinning Mazter's sword against his body. I felt the Tulshar's claws run uselessly along the back of my armor as I reached out with my free hand and grabbed hold of the Dark Elf's glowing palm, feeling an unearthly cold shoot up my arm as I grasped the spell that was still taking shape. Inches away from Mazter's face, I saw his eyes widen in shock as I began to absorb the mana that he was feeding into his spell, a handful of messages appearing in my vision as I tightened my grip. Your mana leech drains 35 mana from Mazter. Pushing against the man, I was readily reminded that the weight of my ether-warped body was insufficient to knock the Dark Elf to the ground, so I took yet another step into Mazter's guard and smashed my forehead into his already broken nose. Yelping in pain, Mazter flinched and staggered backward, giving me the opportunity to hook my foot around his ankle and take him down to the ground. Trusting that my armor would protect me from falling on top of both of our swords, I maintained my grip on Mazter as he fell, the two of us slamming into the sandy dirt of the arena beneath us. Letting go of Razor, I grabbed hold of the wrist that held Mazter's sword, seeing Freya's feet appear on the edge of my vision, her shout echoing through the air as she attacked the still-standing Tulshar behind me.
What are you doing to me?
Mazter gasped as he tried to fight against my grip, but was unable to match my superior strength and positioning.
Your mana pool is the only thing that makes you dangerous,
I told Mazter as I shifted my body to straddle the fallen Dark Elf, while twisting the hand that held his sword, gradually twisting the blade in his grip so that the tip pointed straight up at his chin.
So I'm taking it away from you.
No!
Mazter thrashed in my grip in panic as he desperately tried to escape from my grasp. With his eyes staring up at me in panic, I felt a wave of mana shoot through his arm as he tried to cast another spell, only to have it fall apart as my mana leech ability absorbed the energy before it could be put to use.
You aren't supposed to be able to do that!
Several messages appeared in my vision as a gurgling cry of pain rang out into the air, followed by the sickening crunch of bone. Freya has slain unknown Tulshar. You have gained party experience. You have gained party renown. Amaranth has slain unknown half-orc. You have gained party experience. You have gained party renown.
Looks like you're all alone now, Mazter,
I said to the Dark Elf while dismissing the notifications, feeling the last dregs of mana drain away from his body as I forced the tip of Mazter's sword upwards, poking it into the soft flesh underneath his chin, causing a small drop of blood to spill forth.
And out of mana, too. Lyrian, wait!
Mazter's eyes widened in terror as he struggled to pull his sword out of my grip.
Look, you don't have to do this! I concede! I can see!
Shh!
I said to the dark elf, soothing him as if he were a small child, while I increased the pressure on his sword. You're the one who wanted to fight to the death, Master. And if nothing else, I am a man of my word.
Please don't!
Master shouted as he thrashed in my grip wildly.
Mom!
Smile for the camera, Master, I said to the dark elf, pausing for a heartbeat before I drove the point deep into his throat. Everyone will be watching this. Chapter 11. The crowd cheered wildly as I pushed myself up off Mazder's body and onto my feet, managing a single glance at the Dark Elf's corpse before it dissipated into nothingness, to be replaced by a loot sack containing all of the man's equipment. Serves him right, I thought to myself savagely as I flicked the blood off Razor, noticing four similar sacks marking the spots where the rest of Mazder's party had died. Before I could take a single step forward, a flashing notice appeared in my vision, updating me on the duel's outcome. You are victorious. You have gained 20 glory points. Ranked duel statistics. Current title, Neophyte. Regional rank, pending weekly update. Global rank, pending weekly update. Glory points, 20. Personal rating, 1,537. Wins, 1. Losses, 0. I don't have time to deal with this, I told myself mentally as I dismissed the notification from my vision and looked at the crowd, all of whom looked satisfied with the battle's outcome. Maybe in a few weeks, once everyone's settled, I can have a few fun duels, but first, I need to make sure that no one ever decides to pull something like this again.
Are you all right, Lyrian?
Thea asked softly, her voice barely carrying over the cry of the crowd as she crossed the arena and came to a stop before me. Drawn by her voice, Freya and Amaranth moved away from their kills and stood beside the tall Araxi.
You really took a solid hit from his spell.
Spells, actually, I whispered back to her, glancing between Amaranth and Freya to see if either had suffered any injuries during the fight. From what I could tell, both of them appeared to be uninjured, though Amaranth's bloody maw and paws made it difficult for me to be completely sure in his case. He has an ability that lets him chain cast the same spell 3 times at once.
Damn, Freya replied with a wince. That's probably what made him so cocky.
Yeah, I said in full agreement, mentally playing back the fight. I had been too focused on my own levels and gear when confronting Mazder, and had forgotten just how new everything in Ascend Online was. Even with the game being out a month already, we had barely scratched the surface of what skills or abilities that were available to be discovered. Something that often led to the same kind of surprise that I had just experienced. One that could have cost me dearly if I hadn't been able to negate Mazder's spellcasting ability. Anyway, we're not done just yet, I said while inclining my head towards the town hall. Time to drive our point home and make sure that Mazder or anyone else doesn't try something like this again.
A moment,
Thea said as she muttered an incantation under her breath and reached out to touch my chest with a glowing hand, causing a healing wave of energy to shoot through my body and repair the damage that Mazder's spell had wrought.
There, that's better.
Thanks, Thea, I smiled at the older lizard woman, instantly feeling better as the lingering pain faded away.
It is nothing, she replied with a shrug. Go sort out what you must with Master. I will run herd on the recruits until one of you return. I dare say many will follow you to see what sort of punishment you will deal out.
Leaving the arena behind, the three of us easily passed through the crowd of watching adventurers, all of them shuffling to open a path before us as we moved with purpose directly towards the town hall.
What are you gonna do to him, Lyrian?
Freya asked, her tone clearly indicating who she meant. Right now, I have half a mind to bury him neck deep in the ditch surrounding the village for a week, I replied as several other ideas came to mind, none being any kinder. Maybe with a bucket on his head to make life more difficult.
A worthy punishment that will go a long way to ensuring that none dare challenge your status.
Amaranth's mental voice said approvingly as his azure eyes flicked up to meet mine.
Perhaps the same for the rest of his pride.
Maybe, I replied to the cat with a thoughtful smile before looking to Freya. Amaranth thinks we should include the entire party as well.
Now there's an idea,
Freya snorted in amusement as we spotted Mazdur and his party standing in front of the town hall, looking slightly dazed and confused as they all looked around, missing all of their weapons and armor. A short distance away from them stood a tall human adventurer that I didn't recognize, who was glaring angrily at the group, no doubt being the person that Mazdur had killed a few minutes earlier. Give us some space, I told Amaranth and Freya, not slowing down as I approached the dark elf and his companions, standing in front of the town hall entrance, making a beeline towards Mazdur. Looking up, his eyes widened in surprise a moment before I planted a hand on his chest and shoved him backward, hard. Mazdur yelped, staggering awkwardly away from me in an attempt to keep his balance, catching himself on the wall of the town hall as Freya and Amaranth rounded on the rest of his companions, giving the would-be duelist and me some semblance of privacy.
What the fuck, man? I can't—
Shut up, Mazdur! I spat at the dark elf as I grabbed his arm and brutally twisted it, spinning the man until I had him pinned against the wall face first.
Now that we have your bullshit challenge out of the way, we can move on to the fact that you killed one of my applicants in cold blood.
What? You can't do anything about that!
Mazdur gasped in pain as he tried to pull himself out of my vicious grip, the loss of his gear further weakening his already less than impressive strength.
That was buried in the duel term!
No, Mazdur, that was in your duel terms, I told the dark elf, watching his face go pale as I spoke.
You thought you'd be able to avoid punishment for what you did, but I saw straight through you.
No!
The one eye I could see went wide as he no doubt reviewed the terms of the duel.
That can't be right! Well, I wouldn't have accepted it if—
I hope you don't have anywhere to be for the next week, I said as I pulled Mazdur free from the wall, grabbing hold of the back of his neck.
I think you need some time for some quiet reflection.
But no sooner did I turn around, did I feel a cold metal hand grab hold of my arm. Dire's steely voice filling the air as he suddenly appeared in the town hall's doorway, with Sierra a half step behind him, before I could pull Mazdur away.
Lyrian, what is going on here?
The Justicar asked in a flat, no-nonsense tone.
Why are you assaulting this adventurer?
Let go of me, Dire, I told the Justicar, trying to pull my arm free but finding it impossible to budge.
You missed your window to intervene.
Guys, what happened? Sierra asked, glancing between Amaranth's bloody maw and the tip of Freya's spear.
We heard a bunch of commotion, and we're on our way. This man killed one of our applicants a few minutes ago in a misguided attempt to get to challenge me to a duel,
I told Sierra, seeing her face shift into a hard expression. I'm going to make sure that he understands the consequences of his actions.
You will do no such thing, Lyrian,
Dire stated harshly, his steel-like grip tightening around my arm.
You no longer have the authority, or reason, to take the law into your own hands now that I'm here.
Yet I find myself forced to,
I said, staring at Dire as I spoke, silently gritting my teeth as the pain from the Justicar's hold on my arm began to build. For a moment I considered to try and pull my arm free of the man's grip, but was alarmed to see a tag appear in my vision, causing me to second-guess my decision. Joseph Dire, Justicar of Aldford, level unknown. His level is masked? I realized, begrudgingly choosing to let go of Mazdur as I regarded Dire in a new light.
I didn't even know that the game hid levels from players.
I understand your anger,
Dire said in his typical expressionless voice as Mazdur flinched away from me and moved to stand beside the Justicar.
But it is my duty to ensure that justice is served exactly as the town charter prescribes and in accordance with Mithus's will. Now, explain to me what happened,
the Justicar asked, his head shifting his faceless gaze between Mazdur and me.
I wasn't there for the whole thing,
I began, motioning to Freya, who had circled around the Justicar with the adventurer I'd seen earlier.
As part of our recruitment process, we were conducting sparring matches to determine everyone's skill level, specifically non-lethal matches.
Freya told the Justicar, not missing a beat as she nodded towards the blonde-haired adventurer beside her.
On three separate occasions, Thea or I were forced to tell Mazdur to restrain himself due to the wounds he was inflicting, As the matches progressed, he became more and more violent, and I decided to pair him against some of the better recruits, hoping that they would knock some sense into him.
Freya continued speaking, glancing over at the dark elf.
At least until he took a cheap shot after the match had been called.
Not my fault they couldn't keep up with me!
Mazder cut in somewhat petulantly, waving a hand at the adventurer that he had killed.
In combat, you have to be ready for anything.
Mazder flinched as a gob of spit hit him directly in the eye, followed closely behind by the blonde-haired adventurer's fist as he stepped in front of Dire, the unexpected blow completely knocking the dark elf off his feet.
Keep up with you?
The man shouted, struggling to pull himself forward as Freya belatedly reached to grab him from behind.
I fucking paid attention to the rules, you fucking...
Enough!
Dire's voice boomed as he recovered from the adventurer's unexpected attack, slashing a hand through the air that erupted with magic. Faster than the eye could follow, a golden chain wrapped itself around the man's body, immediately stopping him in his tracks.
You will cease your violence, or by Mythos's will I will charge you with assault as well.
Dire can use magic? I noted with surprise, seeing similar expressions written on everyone's face. Struggling against the bonds, the man gave Dire a dirty look, moments before it was replaced by a grim smile.
Very well, Jessicar. While I appreciate the Guildmaster standing up for me, I felt I needed to make my own point.
Do not test me, adventurer.
Dire replied in clipped tones as an unseen mental action caused the golden chains binding the man to constrict painfully.
Mythos sees that you've been wronged, and for that reason alone, he's willing to let your transgression slide this once. Strike someone in anger before me again, however, and you will regret the consequences. Understood?
The adventurer managed to gasp in pain.
Yes!
Good.
Dire grunted, the golden chains dissolving from around the adventurer's body.
Now.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Mazder whined from his position on the ground as he clutched his eye.
He pops me one and gets nothing? Quiet!
Dire snapped at Mazder.
Every word you've spoken thus far rings of falsehood to Mythos's ear, and your aura is tainted with discord. I do not expect any ruling I make to be in your favor. Do yourself a favor and remain silent.
Should have been prepared for anything, Mazder.
I told the dark elf as he slowly pushed himself up back onto his feet, momentarily revealing that the adventurer's single blow had broken his cheekbone and completely ruined his left eye. While it would regenerate in a few minutes, I couldn't help but savor the man's pain, given how much aggravation he'd caused me in the short while that I'd known him. Mazder made a rude gesture in my direction, though I could see the worried look in his eyes as Dire spoke again, this time to me directly.
How did you get involved in this, Lyrian? Dire asked. I expected you to be with Stanton for a while yet.
I was, I told the Justicar with a nod. However, the commotion from the arena drew my attention, and after seeing someone resurrect by the town hall, I assumed the worst.
I see,
Dire replied.
And when you arrived at the scene?
I was met by Fia and Freya, who had just begun to confront Mazder. I continued, my eyes flicking over to the adventurer as I spoke. From there, Mazder openly admitted that he had killed,
Alistair.
The man supplied helpfully. That he had killed Alistair, I repeated, nodding my thanks to the adventurer that I had yet to formally meet. In order to get my attention and challenge me to a ranked duel, twisting the terms of the duel so that he would escape any punishment for his actions.
Which you accepted?
The Justicar asked, a note of hesitation appearing in his voice for the first time. Not before removing those terms, I replied, keeping my attention focused on Dire.
I see,
he replied thoughtfully, looking over at Mazder.
Then I believe sentencing is in order.
What?
Mazder barked incredulously as his one working eye darted towards his party, all of whom remained silent.
I don't even have a chance to defend myself!
Every word you've spoken thus far has been filled with nothing but false pride and lies,
Dire stated as he turned his faceless gaze over to Mazder.
Can you state in complete honesty that you were not the instigator of the events that just transpired?
Mazder looked at the Justicar with hesitation.
I didn't... Enough!
Dire spat, looking at Mazda with disappointment.
Mithu sees all, and through him, so do I. The lies you spin in your head will not work on me, for I have heard enough to pass judgment.
My heart leaped as Dire spoke the final word of his sentence, his voice taking on a deeper tone as he leveled his gaze on Mazda.
Mazda, for the crime of slaying an adventurer in cold blood within Oldford, Dire stated, I find you guilty. For the crime of instigating discord within Oldford, I also find you guilty.
Dire continued, watching Mazda intently, who flinched at the two guilty verdicts.
In accordance with the town charter and the laws laid down within it, I banish you from Oldford for a period no less than a year and a day. Furthermore,
the Justicar stated, keeping his faceless gaze on Mazda as he spoke,
Mithus has moved your soul binding from the town.